We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Lamed Dalet Sif Yud Dalet. B'yosu Trichim Lashgiach Talmud Chacham Ani. We have to be most careful when it comes to a Talmud Chacham who is poor, lost his little fi kvaydai, to support him in a respectful manner. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, V'menei Roitz L'Kabel, if this Talmud Chacham refuses to take stock up, we try to get him involved in some business. We sell him merchandise for not a lot of money. And then we buy it back from him, and he can make a profit. If he could run a business, we lend the money that he can make an investment. Whoever supports the Talmud Chacham, Zoicha v'yoshev yeshiva shamala, he will have the schus to sit in the yeshiva shamala. Vamru, and Chazal teach us, Kol anavim l'nasab alois prakimach l'Talmud Chacham, Messi bita l'Talmud Chacham. All of the wonderful schar that is mentioned that we could receive in Olam Haba is all for somebody who is a Talmud Chacham. I saw that we say every time we say Berachas Hamazon, V'no'al tatzuchen Hashem alkeinu lo'y l'day matas bas v'dom v'lo'y day havasam. When a wealthy person needs to borrow money, he asks his friend, his relative, do you have money to lend me? And his friend, whoever he asks to lend money from, answers yes, no. When a poor person asks for a loan, he always says, please, can you please lend me money? Because he knows that it's not likely that people want to lend money. That's what we say. We shouldn't have to rely on the no. That we shouldn't have to beg for the stalker. That when we are already, unfortunately or fortunately, asking somebody else to help us, at least the person should feel comfortable in helping us. When he lends us the money, he should feel good about lending us the money, not that we should have to beg for it. Sif Tezvav. Loilam Yachik as Adam Zatzim mit Stoka. A person should avoid needing Stoka. He should even take on a little more of a difficult lifestyle. He shouldn't have to require presents. He is allowed to, if somebody gives him a gift, and the gift that's given to him is given to him in a nice way, not as stock up, then he is allowed to. Also, the Rama says that if somebody is learning Torah and people are supporting him in order they should be able to learn Torah, that's something which is 100% permissible. And Ramosha suggests that even if there's somebody who's learning in Kailul, for example, and the yeshiva, the Kailul, is prepared to support him, and he thinks, well, I'll be better off not to be supported, I don't want to be supported, that is not a simple calculation one makes. Because if by refusing to be supported, he won't remain by learning, so then maybe he should take the support. The halacha at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos is that it's better. We know that there's a halacha that on Shabbos we have to do whatever we can to have nice food, etc. But if the price of doing that means that you're going to have to take tzedakah, so the halacha is it's better not to do it than to rely on than to take tzedakah. Even if somebody was a great Talmud Chacham, and then unfortunately, v'heni, he lost his money, yasek b'umnas, he should work, v'afilu b'umnas m'nevelis, whatever job, v'ayitztach l'bris, not to have to rely on other people. Sif tez vav, kam yishayne tzarech litl m'tztaka. If somebody doesn't need to take tztaka, u'maramas ha'bris v'naitl, but he fools other people that he doesn't need to take tztaka, ein ames, he won't pass away, chas v'sholem, until he will eventually need to rely on other people. On the other hand, somebody who's entitled to tzedakah, he really can't survive without tzedakah. Elderly person, a sick person, and he says, "Well, I won't take tzedakah." He's considered like a murderer. How are you depriving yourself and your family what you need and what justifiably you're allowed to receive? And the pain that he suffers is only avodas v'chatoim, is bringing him sin, because this is not what he should have done. If somebody needs to take, and he tries not to take, and he lives in a very sparingly fashion, he just doesn't want to take money for tzedakah and make other people need to support him. Ein ameis, he will not pass away at shifanas acherim until he will have the schus to give tzedakah that other people should live from what he gives. So the way the poskim say, it really depends. If you could make it, even though it'll mean difficult, then you shouldn't take tzedakah. If it's impossible for you to survive without taking tzedakah, then you should take tzedakah. Hilchas chala. There's a mitzvah to say to take off chala from the dough. We're going to speak about all the details in mitzvah shem. As the Targ Dosha says, Reishis arisoisechem chala truma tarima truma. Midarait, there was the chiv chala is only in Eretz Yisrael, and even in Eretz Yisrael, the chiv chala is only when all of Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even in Eretz Yisrael, Bezman HaZed, the obligation to take off chala is only midrabbanan. However, Chazal said that not only should we take off chala Bezman HaZed in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz Laretz, there's an obligation to take off chala, Kadesh Lo Tishtakach, Torah's chala Yisrael, that we should remember this mitzvah of taking off chala. And it's a very important mitzvah. When somebody is fulfilling the mitzvah of chala, taking off chala from the dough, it's a time of Kabbalah tefillas, and it's especially a very auspicious time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim and Yirei Shemayim. Says the Kodesh Shulchan Aruch, Isim Chameshis Min HaDogim. If you make a dough out of one of the five types of green, Chitin is wheat, Sarim is barley, Kusmin is oats, Shibilashol is spelt, Veshifoin is rye, Chayev is b'chala. You have to take off chala. As the Pasuk says, Ba'och Lechem Melechem Ha'aretz, and the Gemara teaches us that lechem is only when you make it out of one of the grains that we just identified. If you mixed a number of grains together, but they're all from the grains that we just identified, the halacha is that they could combine into a type of challah. And even if you mix a number of doughs, you have doughs from different grains, and then you mix those doughs together, also it will be chayiv and challah. However, if you have separate challahs, separate loaves that you have separately made out of each different type of a grain, and if they're touching each other, you should probably take challah without a bracha. If you mixed into the grain other types of material, so if you mixed in rice, and this dough still tastes like a grain dough, then it's going to be chayiv and challah. But if it doesn't taste like a dough, like a grain dough, it won't be chayiv with challah. But that's only when you mixed in rice. Anything else that you mixed in is not going to be counted. We're going to be spending time to speak about the shear. Any other material will not mix in. Moreover, even though typically challah is taken when it's still in a dough. When you're mixing in rice into your dough, you only take off challah after you bake the challah. Kodesh refreshing challah. Before we take off the challah, we make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem alakenu melech olam asher kedishanu b'metzoyisav v'tzivanu lafresh challah. The minig is to take off a piece of dough, which is going to be the challah dough, put it next to the dough which we're going to bake, and then we say the bracha, and after we say the bracha, the piece that was designated to be the challah, we pick up and say challah. And there's a minig that Ben Ishchai brings that when somebody takes off challah, we should give staka. There are minhagim that the first time a woman has the schus to take off challah, she should make a shechiyanu. That is not our minig. The minig is you don't make a shechiyanu for taking off challah the first time. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says the bracha is v'tzivanu lahafrish challah. There are those that say lahafrish challah min isa, and many people have the minig to say lahafrish challah min isa. Noitlin kazayis min isa. You take a kazayis from the dough, and you put it into the fire. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you put it into the fire where the bread was baked. Not everybody agrees with that because the challah is asur, and by putting it into that oven, you're going to make the oven have a bliya, absorb something that is not really something that we are allowed to eat. If you're taking off from number of doughs. In other words, if you have a bakery, a pizza shop that makes challah, makes doughs all day long, and they keep on taking off challah, the halach is that you take off challah from the first dough, and even though you've spoken and you've done many things in between, if you knew at the beginning of the day that you're going to have many doughs and you're going to be taking off challah from each dough, then you should not make a new bracha by each dough. Sif base, kamashir isa, she is chayv and challah. What is the shear that's chayv and challah? Kol shenasa mechameshis revoim kemach, meim kamay abav oishan boim. You have five revoim of dough, which is the equivalent of 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. And there are many different opinions what that means. The minig is that if you have 5 pounds of flour, this is the minig that Rav Henkin told us to follow, and most people follow that minig. Rav Henkin said, if you have 5 pounds of flour, then you take off challah with a bracha. If you baked or you made a dough from between 3 and 5 pounds, then you take off without a bracha. Sif Gimel, Hamatzah Shoifin LePesach, when we bake matzahs for Pesach, V'apisha B'kol Yisrof Ne'atzma, each dough, they don't make such large doughs when they make dough for Pesach. Each dough doesn't have the shear of a challah. After the baking, they're all put into like one big basket. The kli makes them into, combines them. And at that point, this is not a halacha limited to matzah. If you made a number of doughs and each dough is small and then you're putting them all into one basket, so then the putting into one basket will combine them. The minig is by the matzahs, they put into a basket, that the basket should have sides that cover most of the matzahs, and then when you take challah, you put also a piece of material to cover them. One has to be careful that all the matzahs should be in one basket. Some of the matzahs are within the basket, some are sticking out. They combine. If the whole matzahs are on top, not in the basket itself, they don't combine. But if they're not all in the basket together, they will not combine. If you put the matzahs on top into a piece of material, and then you take that piece of material and you use it to cover the matzahs, that piece of material is considered like a keli, or like a basket, and they could combine them, even though they're not completely covered. Rak Lizar, one has to be careful, that no piece of, not one whole matzah, should be completely outside of that enclosure. Siftalad, sar, isa. The way you make a dough is you put in yeast. The way you can make a yeast is by taking off a piece of dough and letting that dough become sourdough. That should serve as the sourdough, as the yeast to make the other doughs grow. We should take that off before we take off the challah from the dough. Sometimes we use it also to make a fermented beverage like borscht. That we take out afterwards. If we put yeast into the dough, because one of the ways you make dough is by adding yeast to the flour and water, that yeast is considered part of the shear that we are speaking about for having the 5 pounds to take off with a bracha. Sif hey la'acha Pesach, after Pesach shalach and some have chavim. That we need to have yeast, and yeast in those days particularly was chametz gomer. So they brought yeast from a non-Jew after Pesach, lechametz by Isa, that they should be able to make dough. Tzrich lazar, lahafrish chal yoysu gdola, masha hayasar. We have to be careful how we take off the amount of chal we take off from that dough. Sivov, hois is gdela vashla or la tagla. If you're making a dough, but the dough is not going to be used for baking, you're going to boil it or fry it. Then we take off challah without a bracha. So if somebody is making a dough that you're going to make spaghetti from, so the halacha is that the dough that's made to make spaghetti is, if it's a Jewish factory, we take off challah without a bracha. If, however, some of that dough you're going to use for baking, a filud of a mort, even though you're not only just a small amount of dough, of that dough, is going to be used for baking, then mafrishim menu chal bebracha, then you remove chala with a bracha. Siv zayin, in the isa noel oishim bebeim ushamei peris, in making the dough, you add eggs or different fruit juices, and this is very common when you're baking a cake and you have a dough, but the cake is not just flour and water. You add different type of ingredients. Then, yesh by kamas fakus, there are many questions involved when you have that type of a dough. You have to make sure that when you're making that dough, you should have ktsas mayim or chalav, water, milk, or dvash dvorim, honey, or yain, wine, or shem zayis, or olive oil. Those are all considered liquid beverages midaraisa, and then mefrish menu chala bebracha. When you're speaking about oil, it has to be olive oil, no other oil. And the same thing when you speak about the honey, it has to be real honey.